important. I think we've spoken briefly about how much the AIDS epidemic really changed some of that and probably transformed your social and professional circle a little bit. Would you mind talking about that?
No. Of course, in the 80s is when everything started, you know, blossoming so fast. And before we knew it, we had already lost one tumor in the downtown store. And slowly but surely, you know, there were others. And I still have one friend who has HIV who, you know, survived the epidemic but is, you know, still on a lot of drugs and everything to manage that. So it took a lot of, it took away a lot of really great talent. And we also lost good clothing, good apparel designers at that time. There were artists that we lost that, you know, had made such an impression. It was really hard for a while there. You kind of worried about, you know, a lot of the people you worked with because a lot of them were very artistic and were into things. And we had, of course, a lot of gay people in our environment. And that's, of course, where the epidemic really started. So you really worried about them.